Hello, and welcome to this rogue recording episode of the Polytechnicast. I'm Rob Stenzinger, and I'm a designer, a coder, a facilitator, and, you know, UX person, video game person. Not literally made of those things, but that's stuff I do. I would imagine a fairly U.S. thing. I don't know, reading the book a while back, the Daniel Pink, I think he mentioned it in Drive. Yeah. Because he could have mentioned it in another book that I read of his called To Sell as Human. That is, it's a pretty American thing to be saying. What do you do to one another and always focusing on our jobs and our services? But yeah, I'm definitely of that culture where I think of the service angle and my role and all that kind of stuff when I think about, you know, what do I think about when I connect with new people, and what am I curious about? It's definitely related to the stuff that, like, well, what do you make and why do you make that and how do you make that thing, and you don't make things, and then that's a big launching point. Anyway, there you go, some mindset exploration there. What inspired me to hit record and to do this actually on a different platform are kind of intertwined, where it's been a wonderful yet epic day, and Audio Boo is a convenient way to just do a quick recording and get it out into the world. So it's a fun experiment. And the epic day thing, and thinking of like sticking to a creative schedule that's had a lot of I've chosen to partake in a couple of art challenges in a row that last a month long, and have other stuff mixed in with that. And it just, I guess the idea I had that I wanted to poke at a little bit is just digging in. And what do I think of as far as, this circumstance, this project, there's something missing, there's something challenging. What is it about this? I guess the first thing I do, I try to make space for a moment to pause and examine, is like, what am I doing right now to move this forward? Is that the right thing? And so a huge part of digging in is trying to be thoughtful about where am I digging, and is it sort of the well arranged match of how am I digging, how much effort am I putting in, is this bringing me closer to like why I'm here and what I want to accomplish. So for instance, I not too long ago finished practicing a workshop that I'll be delivering incredibly soon. And that was why did I dig into that? Because I performed it as if there was a bunch of people in the room. Like, and I really put a ton of energy into it and was super drained. At the end, I'm going, oh my word, that is like, I just literally did this in it with a group of people. Not quite the same, because I'm doing pauses and sort of role-playing and imagining and all that. But there's an element of digging in right there to say, what I'm trying to get out of this moment is practice and experience with a performance, and to see what comes of it. So I might notice things that I would prefer to some things I want to emphasize over others, or some parts of the progression are like a setup for some other payoff later on. And so there's a couple of layers of well, digging into examine, digging into perform, and then at the end of it, being kind of tired, and to say, well, it's time to dig in again to capture some thoughts about this and do a post. That whole idea of it reminds me of different talks that I've been to, and also the book Reality is Broken by Jane McGonigal, where we as people tend to find enjoyment in challenges that are playful, where this is a voluntary thing. Nobody is forcing me to do what I just did. And the idea is somehow attractive because it's a way to test my skill. And I guess there's nothing really huge at stake, but the test itself is meaningful because it has enough difficulty where it is interesting and not like a foregone conclusion that this is going to go smoothly. And so I get to experience, like, well, was this bumpy or not? Or was this part of the performance good and versus another part? And as far as, like, what I was hoping to provide through it. So all that digging in, to me, is, in a way, a playful effort, a lot like, you know, playing a game. And hence why I think it's interesting to bring up Jane McGonigal's book, Reality is Broken. It's a fantastic sort of exploration of motivations for engaging in tasks, and when would it feel like it's a good match, and when does it feel like it's not really a good match, and where, like, why are you tuning out versus why are you digging in? And the digging in part for me is a not surprising thing to share for folks who have been checking out podcasts and stuff that I tend to partake in. I like the combination of a creative challenge that allows me to bring something useful into the world, and if it helps a group of people, and at the same time is a stretch for me where I will be figuring out new things in order to meet that commitment. That is a self-rewarding little package, and it's like that's what I love to tackle that. And when that's not there, it's hard. It's hard to dig back in and keep going because I'm gonna have to pick up those kind of challenges and say, "Ooh boy, what's useful here?" Because sometimes it's not easy to come up with anything. And sometimes it's just in the context of something else I've chosen to serve. Maybe there's, I don't want to go into any specific example right now. but, you know, you run into things. It's like, well, in order to get this gig or connect with a different service that you want to utilize or whatever, there's something about it that's not quite right. And you just got to roll with that. And that's another aspect of digging in, because the other thing you're digging in for is on the other side.